Shir Mem Aleph and Bava Kama continued. Chav Ches Teves Heitav Shemem Gimel, January 13th, 1983, on Thursday, continued.
Of paying $1,000 cash. So let him say it. I cannot invalidate. So it's mine. So I have to pay you. Instead of paying in cash, I prefer to pay by turning over my sodesh, that in which I already acquire title, as you say. Alright. I agree. So what do you want from me? I should give you money. I don't want to give you money. I want to give you shalakasa. I want to give you a piece of land that is the equivalent of $1,000. Take it. That's all. So he says, "In yochel alamei mishalvi." Why in yochel alamei? So the yishloim ma'akikim shehi wisdom. So Tishin says, "Betarasi nachanu." All that Abayi says in the second washing, he can't invalidate that. So he has title to the son. Title to the son. So Mele has to pay the $1,000. So, if the Sode is worth $1,000, so then, in the Hanami, he could tell the Rude, I don't want to give you cash. I have to give you $1,000. I'm giving you a shovel cash. Take the whole Sode that you sold to me, which is mine. I'm giving it to you. I'm paying the $1,000 with that. So, but, suppose, in the meantime, the value of the rent has declined from $1,000 to $700. So Reuven will be able to say, okay, I'm taking that sode, but that sode now is worth only $700. So over the board, the sode, you have to give me another $300. That's what Abayi means. Amen. He goes to Reuven in Shok, which is Shok, Mishok, Shok, it's the same times. This says that even the first Eretz was that any sode of that kind has declined in value. And then he says, even if any other sode of that kind, any similar sode, so did not decline, but this sode on account of the elderly, so it's not worth $1,000, because who wants to pay $1,000 for this sode when somebody is contesting it, somebody is trying to collect it. So mainly, all right, let's say $400, $300, somebody will take a chance. He'll give $300. Because maybe the area will not succeed in the return. So in other words, it's only worth $300. So mainly this is what Abayi is telling us, that he can tell him. That he can tell him that you want to pay him to take the sode and to pay him with, that's fine, but that is now worth only $300. So on top of that sode, you have to give him another $700. Right. Now say again that that Biragro should be mentioned. So after we learn the next thesis, the other Biragro. Alright. So Rashi says, we cash it coin to you. Kesev meita, do you come on after we kesev to you, because of the Isa. Vod lai na rabune, adochem, shim boi la suki le milsit rabbi shmoyel, rabbi kide, di boi liu, kish in shomen e isa, bishalei in shomen. So, we bishalei in shomen. Tzvado, roche, komai revoz. So, according to Rashi, rabune is referring back to the kashe, the original kashe dav zayin of dal. So they come with a bayil rabbi. Ksiv meit av sadeo. Meit av kam nishal, meit av imi dachim rei. But I yoshim rabbi shal ketel apu yisubim. So rabbi gave him the teretz. Loi kashe kam dal makol chay. And then, finally, the gemara gave the teretz that mital kulin, so everything is meita. Even subim is meita. All right. So Rabbuna gives another teretz. He says, oi kesa be meita. So in other words, so because Yishalei is Yishalei and Kesef Yoshit Libolo. Kesef Yoshit Libolo. So in other words, so he can, the Mazik has a choice, either to pay with cash, with Kesef, or to pay with Meita, Kakor. So the Gemara has the Kashi. So it's not that he has the choice between Meita, Kalki, and Kesef. He can pay with anything, give you with Subi. Ochem asking the wrestler. Either wrestler, if she mauled it, I'm going to lay through the house, being by his like Kesef, come on, along. Be the last way. We can't say we saw smile at the other one, but it's not how it be. So we can't say, why can't say, for much no more. All right. Rabbuna, why can't say, Pirish Akun Tres, Pirish Akun Tres, Bontar, it's going to be you. We talk about Marsh, or he's people saying wrong, as he hits it. So according to Rashi's Pshat, that Rabbuna was trying to say the cash, the account still between the Suki, so what kind of returns is it? The answer is, before Rabbuna had an opportunity to explain what he really means, so a certain one of the Chachmei Admor has to be kash. He didn't even give him an opportunity to finish it, to explain it. So then, he finished explaining. Alright. Which obviously is the same word, actually, leave the Gal Soma Rabbuna, because not Rabbuna Omar. If we say Rabbuna Omar, then we have to say that it refers back to the original kashyas, to the parents still between the two psukim and the Torah. But there is another gilse, Omar Rabbuna, so it's a separate memory. It has nothing to do with that kashya of the Torah. It's a separate memory. Read Gals on Rabbuna, because I must miss it. It's a meita boret. Omar Rabbuna, the Rabdaf ke meita. And we can't say for meita. ופסיק רבו פספילש דרבונה בלי דרבי שואה ורפוק דוריל פליקה דרבונה דוח דינו סעד מקום ולמיטה בו ואפילו סובי דרבונה סובה ולמיטה בו יקצה בקרקע ופוסיק רפוק ודרבונה בלי דרבי שואה שבסרויה that every detalter is meita ורבתם יצאי וכן the before I the Rosh explains it especially in the first Rosh in Rosh So, and many other Rishim, that what Rabbeinu, according to Rabbeinu, there is no machleket between Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu, to raise Rabbeinu Yeshua. So he said, the Rabbeinu is here again, before she is given dini, the Nizokin will kiss her for Meita, the Leslei, after the Zubi, the Baalchei, the Yisrael Zuzel, the Motzal Yisalkei, the Lobe Zuzel, the Muchava Keisei, the Baalutei, the Meisav, the Nochiyah, Wie lässt sich Zuse, wie man weiß, die Utrachus bin, weiß sich Zuse, gehen wir mal raus. Wir können auch schon zum Eck, wenn ich auch toll ist, wir gehen die nicht. Wir haben keinen Fall, ich habe Boro. Und Pei, auch hier ist, wenn man weiß sich Zuse, wie man weiß, die Utrachus bin, weiß sich Zuse, gehen wir bei uns mal hier. Wir haben immer ein Tum, was wir sind so bis hoch. So, da haben wir ja auch das hier, das ist das Ramtam. So, Ramtam says, that there is a distinction between a Nizek and a Balchim. A Nizek, so is entitled either to Meita Kakoeis or Kesef. And even though, and according to the one Rosh in the Rosh, so Rabbeinu Shita is that there is no machlokes between Rabbuneh and Rapope Rabbuneh with Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, it's true that Rapope Rabbuneh with Rabbi Yeshua say that without him, everything is Meita. But there are two types of Meita. There are two types of Meita. In other words, so everything is Meita, so but if he can pay either with Kesef, cash, or Meita Kakoes. And if he has one of the two, then he cannot pay with Suki. But if he doesn't have Meita Kakoes and he doesn't have Karta, so then he can pay with Suki. But if he has cash, and he has subim, so then according to Rabbi Tam, he has to pay with cash, not with subim. Even though subim is also meita, but there are degrees of meita. So in other words, kesef is better than subim, even though subim is also meita. But if he wants to pay with idias of kakoes, so then the mizek cannot force him to pay dafke with kesef. So he has a choice to pay either with Kesef or with Meita, or with Kakoyes, if he has one of the two. But if he has neither, then he can pay even with Subi. Then he can say, Mashein came, a Balchei, so he is entitled to collect Keset. If the Levi has Keset, then he has to give Keset, if the Levi has Keset. But if the Levi doesn't have Keset, so then he is entitled to collect. He is not mechuyev to sell his property and give him cash. Mashein kei a balabais to a worker. So then the worker has a special schus. That's the exclusive schus of a worker. A worker can say, I worked for you, so I want to be paid in cash. Suppose the balabais says, I have no cash. I have a lot of straw. I have a lot of junk. You sell all the junk and then you convert it into cash. So the worker can tell the balabais, you have the burden of selling all the junk and you have to pay me in cash.
Shurman Bays in Baba Kama, Bay Shvat Hetov Shemem Gimel, January
16, 1983, on Sunday. Now, there's certain things that I wanted to mention. First of all, the halachish here that I give every day in the morning,
everybody has to learn this message. And they cannot be learning in different rooms in the yeshiva. Yeshiva is not so big that everybody should learn in separate rooms. All right, now, less time, so we discussed on Thursday the thesis. Rabuna Omar will kiss it for later. So thesis says that the contra Balfes, there is a machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rabune Breider Rav Yeshua on one hand and Rabune on the other, according to Rav Poppe and Rabune Breider Rav Yeshua. So the aloch is that the Nizek is entitled to Meita. The Nizek is entitled to Meita. So by Kakois, Meita means the best. But by Mitaltalin, so everything is made. And we pass, and that's according to Rav Poppe and Ravune Breider Rav Yeshua. According to Ravune, so Enizek has a choice. Either, in other words, the Mazik has the choice. Either to pay with Meitav Kakoyes or with Kesef. But Mitaltalin does not have a din of Meitav, according to Ravune. And but we pass, and Rav Alpe says, we pass like Rav Poppe and Rav Bune Breid Rav Yishu. Then Rav Metam says that they are Gishish Gimul Dini Bilizokin Oy Kesaf Oy Meita Vilesle Apilu Subi. So in respect to in Isaac, so in Mazik has to pay either with Kesef or with Meita. But the question is, what about Rabbuni prayed Rav Yeshua, he says, Kol mila meitavu, dilu mizdabin hochem, mizdabin bimot achrite. So there are two lashonos in the Rosh, here in Mulkam. One lashon is that according to Rav Tam, there is a machlekes between Rabbuni prayed Rav Yeshua and Rabbuni. So according to Rabbuni prayed Rav Yeshua, Rav Pop and Rabbuni prayed Rav Yeshua, so a mazik has to pay with meita and mitaltali. If he wants to pay with mitaltalin, he can pay even with subim, because every mitaltalin is considered as meita. There is no special aloche, kesef or meita. And that's according to Rav Poppe, Ravune, Breid, Rav Yeshua. But according to Ravune, so mitaltalin does not have a din of meita, but there is the aloche is oy kesef oy meita. But the Rav Netam passes like Ravune. Why does Rav Netam pass like Ravune? After all, if there is a machlekes between Rav Poppe and Ravune, Breid Rav Yeshua on one hand and Ravune on the other, so it's two against one. So he should pass like Rav Poppe and Ravune, Breid Rav Yeshua, not like Ravune. So the answer is, there's a second lashon in the Rosh. The answer is, since Rabbeinu and Rav Ashi were misade, Rav Poppe's Ravune's memre at the end, so that means that Rabbeinu and Rav Ashi themselves Wamachriya. That the halacha is like Rabune, not like Rav Popa and Rabune Breit Ravisho. The fact that Rabin and Rav Ashi were misadded this at the end, then this is the second Loshi in the Rosh, as Pshat in Rav Netan. But then the first Loshi in the Rosh, as Pshat in Rav Netan, is that there is no machlokes between Rav Popa and Rabune Breit Ravisho on one hand and Rabune on the other hand. In other words, Rabune agrees with Rabune Breit Rav Yeshua. Now, because the Torah says, what Rabune Breit Rav Yeshua say? How does he reconcile the two apparently conflicting psukim? One pasuk, Meitav says, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmi Yishal. Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmi Yishal. So he has to pay with Meitav. And the other pasuk says, Yoshi. So, how does he? So, Rabune Breit Rav Yeshua says that mitalkin is always meta, even shuri. So, Rabune says, but after all, too, the Torah says, "Balabeya yishalim kesef yoshit libolo va'meis hielei." So, the yoshi is superfluous because the Torah could have written, "Balabeya yishalim kesef." Libolo. Why Kesef Yoshev Libolo? That's it. A redundancy. It's a new repetition. Balabeya Yishalim Kesef Libolo. Why Kesef Yishalim Kesef Yoshev Libolo? So the fact that the Torah repeats and mentions Yoshi, which is superficially appears to be superfluous, so from that we deduce Yoshi Rabbi Yishalim Kesef Bafilusu. From that Yitu, we deduce Yoshiv the Rabbi Shavu Kesev Afilu Subi. So the Gemara explains it. So why Subi is considered, he can pay with Subi, but he cannot pay with Kakois, Zibuyes. So because he will misdam Noch and misdam Monotachite. So Mitaltelin approximates Meitav much more than Kakois. So, but if he has kesef, so then he has to pay either with kesef or with kakoyis meita, even though subin, and he cannot pay with subin, even though subin is also meita. So in other words, there are degrees in meita. In other words, it approximates meita, just as meita has many prospective customers. So any piece of metalin has many prospective customers. So it approximates meitav, but it's not meitav mamish. So if he doesn't have either kesef or kakoyis idias, then he can pay even with subi. But if he has either kesef or meitav kakoyis mamish, so then he has to pay either with kesef or with Meitav Kakoyis. This is the first Loshi in the Rosh. Now, the Rabbi Tam also says that Balchei v'Yisrei Zuzel in Motzel Yisalke Elo B'Zuzel. Elo B'Zuzel. Now, Kedimucha V'Akeisi. Now, this thing, I don't think that any mission is Chayim on Rabbi Tam, because the Rif in Bolobaster, that Samach Beis, Tzadik Beis, he also says that, because this halacha can be deduced from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Kidim Muchar Vakeisev Gabi Ahu Teilem Beis Avinochem. So in other words, so that is not controversial in any way. There is no machlokes Rashi. So it seems that everybody agrees with this din of Hametam, that the Balchei, if he has cash, he has to pay with cash. Why does the Balchei have to pay with cash? Now it's a mazik, even if he has cash. So even according to Rabbi Netam, that he passes like Rabune. So, but he can pay to. So if he has cash, kesef, and kakoy is made up, he can decide to pay with kakoy is made up. And the Nisa cannot say, I want cash, I don't want idiot's card. That's in regard to Mazik, but in regard to Balchei, so if the Leiva has cash, then the Malve can demand of the labor that he pay with cash. Why is Baal Chayim such a yachsi that he can demand cash? The answer is, so that's Muchach from the Gemara in Akeisi. But what's the Hesper? The Hesper is very simple. Because a Baal Chayim, he borrowed money. So the melee he has to pay with what he borrowed. If a person will borrow, let's say, wheat, let's say in certain societies, so there was such a practice prevailing that one person would borrow a bushel of wheat, and then instead, not that he would return the same bushel, this bushel of wheat that he borrowed, so he used up, but he undertook to return a bushel of wheat. So then he wouldn't have to pay cash, then he would have to pay with a bushel of wheat. But if he borrows money, as the usual thing is to borrow money, so since he borrowed cash, he is mechuyev to pay with cash, if he has cash. If he doesn't have cash, so then we don't require him to sell the subi and convert it into cash. But there is one obligee who is entitled to tell the obligor, I don't want shove kesef. I want kesef. You don't have kesef. You have a lot of junk, so you have to sell the junk and give me kesef. That's a payal. So it's a special halacha. That's the only obligee who has that schus to demand cash, even if the obligor, the balabais, has no cash. He has a lot of subi. So then the burden is upon the balabais to sell all the subim that he has and to convert it into cash and to pay the payal. So that's peculiar to payal. So we doesn't apply to any other obligee, only to payal. Then Teisa says here, another chidesh, and the Gemara points out that the Teisa before is chilut on this Teisa. Because Teisa says, "Vomikei achshem nitzol mekhi mekach toez, vomikei dinei." So Teisa says that if the mekach becomes for some reason invalidated, and then the likeach, and then the likeach, so he is mechuyev. So then the likeach is entitled to get back the money. So the halacha is that the mecher who got the money has the same deal like a lady. If he has cash, he cannot say to the lekeach, "All right, you paid me $1,000 for the sade. Now this mekach turned out to be mekach toes. I have to refund to you the money. I don't want to give you the money. I want to keep the money for myself. I need the cash myself. In my expenses, I'll give you a piece of land, or I'll give you subi, and you have the burden of converting the piece of land into cash." He cannot say. These are, in other words, that he has the same status. The lekeach has the same status as a balchei. So the Gemara says the thesis before is chilut on these thesis. Because Teisa before, we learned it last time, Vin Tema, Vilim Malishkila Abizuzo, in other words. So true, he has to pay for him the purchase price, but let him say, take the car back, I don't want it. Why should I want it? After all, your Balchayim will take it away from me. So I have to pay it. Okay, so, but take the car again. So the Gemara says, Nichtam Bitzad, if you match Koshe, the case is Mulmato, the Brahmask Rabunel, we Koshe need it. So why does Teisa as this Kashe? Apparently, the Teisa before, the Teisa in the Brahmask on Misha Herzigbo, is Chimika the Teisa the Brahmask Rabunel. All right. Now, the Gemara. Omar Abbas, Ksofim are in Kikarke. The Ksofim has the same status as Karke. למיוחס, אילי מליני מיטב, היינו דרבוני, אלו משני אחים שיכולו קובינות ולאכול. So why does he have to mention דדין, רבוני מיינשין דדין, אלו משני אחים שיכולו קובינות ולאכול קרקע ולאכול כספים, ובו ברוכים בינות ולקרקע, אינו זוהד דוזו, היינו שאול קלפאו כפיקסופים ועדי, when רבונס, ונרבאסה says, Ksof Marinki Kalke Rabase means that in the case of two brothers, Ruben and Shimon, they were chelik the nechosi that they inherited from their father, and then Vinot Lechot Kalke. So one decided to take the Kalke, and the other one so decided to take the Ksofi. Then the Balchev of the father came and he collected the sode, so changed. He collected the sode from Ruben, so Shimon can, so come from Ruben, so Ruben can come back to Shimon and say, now the Balchev took away my sode, which was worth $1,000, because our father owed this Balchev $1,000 debt. Now that he took away my sode, now you took the ksofin, some mele, you have to reimburse me and give me $500 of the $1,000 ksofin that you took. So that means ksofin, this is what Rabase means. By Ksofe Marikak, let's see the Rashi. Hay Ravune Vavu Mim Abchino Maravas, Vinotu Kalaki Mishulchim is Abri, those Layach, Mishalu Talk and Ksofe in Mochi, Vahayne Diko Marariki Kalaki, Dibal Ksofe Nami Yifra Chotichei Veishalovi, Chotichei Veishalovi. So that's what he means, Ksofe Marariki Kalaka. That the Baal Ksofin has to reimburse the brother who took the sode. So the Gemara has the kashe. So the kashe is in two lishens. Two lishens. And one lashon is just the antithesis of the other lashon. Pshite, hai bro, hai lav bro. I mean, so you cannot say that's the pshat in the member of Ravasa, because that's such a double portion. That Rabase doesn't even have to tell us that. It is a self-evident truth. Because after all, they are both Yoshim. Is one more of a Yerish than the other? So they are both the same kind of Yoshim. So they have to share the responsibilities as Yoshim. Now, if the Balchev took away the Sotev from one Yerish, so the Mele, the other Yerish has to reimburse so that he'll share the responsibilities. So it's a double portion. So Rabase, so that couldn't be the pshat in Rabase's memory, because it is such a double portion that it goes without saying. Why does Rabase even have to tell us? That's the first motion. Ikedamre is the second motion. Adarabe, lido gise. Domalei lohoche shakwe ksofin di mignivel in mishtal mine mino. Lohoche shakwe sare di mitrife voi mishtal meloch mide minoye. Voi mishtal meloch mide minoye. So the second motion says, no. So, Rabase couldn't mean that, because it's not so. In other words, in the case where one brother decides, I mean, it's by mutual agreement that they divided the estate of the father that way, that one brother took all the real estate and the other brother took all the ksofi, so by mutual agreement, so they can say there is an umdene. Why did they divide it that way? The answer is because everyone agreed to take that kind of a portion in the estate of the father, that it has advantages and disadvantages. Now let's say Karke has an advantage as against Ksofin, because Ksofin are subject to the possibility of being stolen. So no matter how hard you work to make sure that the Ganev will not steal the Kesafim, so sometimes the Ganev might outsmart him and steal the Kesafim. So it is always subject to the possibility of being sold. Machine can sode, you can't steal his sode, impossible. So the melee, that's the advantage that the taking of Karkois involves as against the taking of Ksopim. But then there is in the taking of Ksopim, so there is also an advantage as against the taking of kakois, because the aloha is mitalter liyasme lo mishtabde. So the balchev of the father cannot collect from ksofim of the yoshim that the father left, but he can collect from the sode. So the mele, if the two brothers by mutual agreement divided the estate of the father that way, so there is an undere that each one assumed certain risks. So ikedam the other abeliva bise domal loche chakli ksofim. So Shimon, who's to the accepted ksofim, can say to Reuven, no, why did I accept ksofim and assume the risk of losing all the ksofim by virtue of the ganet stealing them? Why did I undertake to do that? Because I wanted to be sure that no balchein will give me trouble. So I was ready to assume the risk of having the ksofim stolen in order to be sure not to be bothered by balchein. So melee, when you accepted the kakoyes, and that is not subject to the possibility of being stolen, so you agreed, in effect, that in case a balchev will take it from you, that you shouldn't have the right to reimburse it. Lo cheshakli ksofim, the mitre v'shtalmino. Lo cheshakli sare, the mitre v'shtalmino chmide v'noye. V'shtalmino chmide v'noye. So in other words, the Gemara is refuting the possible explanation, that when Rabasi says Ksof Mare Kakois, he means that in case where Balchev took away the karka from one, so then he is entitled to be reimbursed from that by the other brother who took the ksofim, that couldn't be the pshat in Rabasi. So both Rishenes, the Gemara refutes that explanation, but in the first lashon the Gemara refutes that explanation on the basis of the presumption that this is such a self-evident truth that it goes without saying. According to the second lashon, so that couldn't be the pshat in Rabasi's memory because it's not so. So I mean, in other words, the two Rishenes is achilik in svaras apuches, but the tzarashovet shebohem is that it couldn't be the pshat in Rabasi of Mareki Kalke that the brother from whose sode the Balchev collected is entitled to reimbursement. According to the first lashon, it couldn't be the pshat because it goes without saying. Chavasa doesn't even have to tell us that. It's in the Poshut. According to the second lashon, that couldn't be the pshat in Chavasa because it's not so. It's not so. So what is the pshat in Chavasa? Elo lishne yachim shecholku. So we see from this Gemara that the two deis, the two nishenes in respect to the case of echod not al karke and echod not al ksofi, so has no application to the case where both took sodis, except the balchev collected one sodi, not the other. Why should the same shaila applied to the case where both took sodeis? So the answer is very simple. In the case where both took sodeis, so we have the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Alright, Rabase, so he has his sodeis. So that means there is a machlekes that two views. Either we say Yoshin or we say Lifuris. So if we say Yoshin, So then, in the case of Achim Shachol Kuvo Balchim, Vimlato Chalki Shalachot Men, so it's Batlo Machlekes, because Yoshi had the same responsibility. Yoshi had the same responsibility. So that means, in other words, what? That in the case of Yoshi, so Mele, then we have to say, if they are Yoshi, so then we have to say, Hal Brov, Hal Brov, Eyerish, Mitzvah, I say in the Freya Chivavim. So Mitzvah, I say in the Freya Chivavim doesn't mean it's just a Mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's a Mitzvah like putting down Tvil. Mitzvah, I say in the Freya Chivavim implies that there is a Shiva Daguch, and that's the basic distinction between Eyerish and Elikeach. Elikeach, so he is not personally indebted to the Balchayim of the Meicheya. After all, he didn't borrow any money. Why should he be personally indebted to the Balchayim of the Meicheya? So the Balchayim had two Shibudim. He had the Shibud Agu because he borrowed money, so he has to pay. He's personally indebted. So he can grab the jacket of the lady in order to collect payment of the debt. That Shibud Agu. And then there is also a Shibud Agu Nechosim. So the business why Balchayim can collect from the Sodeh, even when the Sodeh was sold to the Rikeach, that's because of the Shibud that is under Chosin, because there is a lien on the Sodeh. But as far as Shibud Aguf is concerned, the Rikeach has no Shibud Aguf, has no obligations towards the Balchayim of the Meicheya. He didn't borrow money, why should he be obligated to pay? But the Balchayim can still collect the Sodeh, because the Sodeh is Mishubedes to the Balchayim. So it's only on the basis of Shibud Nechosim, not of Shibud Aguf. Mashe'im kin Yoshim. So that's the aloha of Mitzvah, I say, Mufreyach Ilamim. It's not just a Mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, I say, Mufreyach Ilamim only applies to the case where the father left them kakois, because kakois are Mishubet. But if the father left them cash without me, then there is no aloha of mitzvah I say in Freya Chivavim. So Rashi points out there is still a mitzvah kibudal for children to pay the debts of the father, even if the father didn't leave them kakois. But when Gemara says mitzvah I say in Freya Chivavim only if you left them kakoyin, so mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, there could be a mitzvah of kibudav. There is, even if the father didn't leave them kakoyin. But mitzvah means there is a real debt, a shibud aguf. So the shibud aguf that is incumbent upon the yoshi only applies to a case where the meilish, and not after a father, it doesn't have to be a father, suppose he has no children. He has the closest relative, the Yerish, is a fifth cousin. So then it's mitzvah on the fifth cousin to be pereya the chayiv of their fifth cousin, because he left them nechosim. So the aloha is by saying that if the yashit kakoyis, so then there is even a shibud aguf, in as much as they yashin nechosim upon which there is a shibud, so mele they are personally in them. That's the pshat in mitzvah I say in the Freyach Ilavien. So mele we say it. So here, in the case of Achim Shechoku, what's the pshat? In the first version of Gemara, pshite halbrov halavrov, it goes without saying. It goes without saying that he's entitled to be reimbursement. Why? How could it be that he's not entitled to reimbursement? After all, they are both Yoshi, and the father left the Yoshi kakoyes, but they decided to that one should take kakoyes and that one should take some. That's their own mutual agreement. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, there's a machlekes according to our Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether Achim Shechoku Mikuchasein or Achim Shechoku is Yoshimin. Now that's a general machlekes. whether we say Yesh Breire or we say Ein Breire. If we say Yesh Breire, so then Achim Shacholku is Yoshimein. If we say Ein Breire, so then we say Achim Shacholku Likuchesein. Now, from the Gemara in Preves, it appears that the whole Machlekes between Achim, whether Yesh Breire or Ein Breire, whether Achim Shacholku Liyoshimein or Achim Shacholku Likuchesein, applies only to a case where each one took the same thing. Let's say they were, let's say the father left, let's say 5-10 sodeis, and one son Reuven took 5 sodeis, and one son Shimon took the other sodeis. Or let's say he left, let's say $10,000, and one took $5,000, and the other one took the other $5,000. So each one took the same item as the other, but it's the same kind of item, but it's a different item. One took soda number one, and the other one took soda number two. One took these $5,000, and the other one took the other $5,000. So it's the same kind of item. So then, according to Mandoma, that Yesh Breire, so he's Irish. Mashein came. Suppose the father left a way sode that is worth $1,000, and then he left mitaltalin that was worth $1,000. And then they decided. So actually, each son could have a right to insist that each item should be divided. In other words, the sode, the $1,000 sode, should be divided into two, and one will get half of the sode, and the other one will have to get the sode, and then the mitaltalin, the worth of $1,000, should also be divided into two. But if by mutual agreement they agreed that one will get $1,000 in the form of the sode, and the other one will get the $1,000 in the form, so then they can do it. But then it certainly requires. When does one mandoma say Yoshimei, if each one of the sons gets the same kind of item as the other? So then we say Huvra Adolam Mafreya, that Reuven, who got sode number one, so he was destined to get to Yashin, he Yashin sode number one. Even though it was on the basis of pure chance that Reuven got sode number one on the basis of Geo, it could have been the other way around. But since that's the way it turned out, so we will say, Huvra Adolam Mafreya, that he Yashin sode number one. Even though it could have been that he would get sode number two, but since it happened that way, so we say Huva Adol Mafreya, that he Yarshin sode number one, and Shimon Yarshin with Mafreya sode number two. It had to be that way, even though in Tzias it was a matter of chance. So still we say Yesh Breire, he is the Yerech Hatzodom. The one who says Ein Breire, so he says, even though he took Sodom and Gomorrah, but it could have been the other way. So why do we say that he acquires title? Reuven acquires title in Sodom number one? Because that was their agreement. So mainly it's real in exchange, the Alokhim. But that's only if each one of the brothers gets the same item as the other brother gets. Mashaikin, if one gets the tloyim, that the Gemara says in prayers, if one son gets the tloyim and the other one gets something else, so then it certainly recurs. So when does one mandoma say Yoshi if he gets the same item? So the male in the case of Shtei Achim Shacholku Minot Lechot Karka Vechot Ksofim, there the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel couldn't apply, because the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is whether Yoshim or Likuches. So that's only Shayach if each one took his sode, the same kind of item. Mashim came. In this case, there are certainly Likuches. So the first Loshin still says, Pshite Hai Bro Hai Lav Bro. So how is Mashma from the first Loshin? It's Mashma from the first Loshin it's mashma from the first lashon, even though in the case of not lechot kalaki, we not lechot ksokim. So we certain, no one can say that yoshemim, because here it's certainly la breve. Breve is only shayach if each one gets what he could enforce to get. Let's see. So in other words, each one of the brothers has a schus to demand chluk al pigeo, but he could not get chluk al pigeo so that one will get kakois and the other one will get ksofi, unless by mutual agreement they agree. Ruben will get kakois and Shimon will get ksofi. But he has no schus to demand that al pigeo, in other words, will make geiro, and in other words, and the one on one piske they would say ksofi, and the other piske would say kakois, and then we'll tell each one to take out from the box a piske, and then Ruben will take out the piske, a piece of paper on which it is written kakois. So that should be his chelek. He couldn't demand that. without saying that he's entitled to be reimbursed. Apparently, so the first lashon holds that whether that even when the yoshi every din of likuches, as in the case of not lachet kalat about tzofim. So everybody agrees that every din of likuches, but still the halacha of mitzvah la'isein in mitzvei achiv aviyim applies. Even though the likuches, but the halacha of mitzvah la'isein in mitzvei achiv aviyim, which implies that there is a shibud aguf incumbent upon the yoshi, it still applies, even if the likuches. But So the aloche of mitzvah is similar to free achim aviyin, which doesn't mean just mitzvahs. It means that there is a shibra guf. Miklimed al katfoye applies. Even if we say embre, and they are likuches, but they are still personally indebted. If they inherited, if the estate had kakoyes, even though one son didn't take any kakoyes, but the estate at the very outset had kakoyes in it, then each one of the children is personally indebted to him. So Memele, if there is a shibud aguf, so high naturally is entitled to reimbursement. One son cannot be expected to pay the debts of the other son, of the brother, so he's entitled to reimbursement. Now then the second version says just the reverse. Ikel amre adarabe liidogise domalei lehoche shakle ksofim di niknu delu nishtalme nino ulhoche shakle sare di nitrepe lo nishtalme loch mide minoye. So he holds that only in the case, this is what really the Rosh says. So, that only in the case that the aloha of mitzvah is saying the freyachim avin, which implies that there is a shibud aguf incumbent, upon the are personally indebted. So that only applies if they have a din of yosh. So then we say, mitzvah is saying lechvei achim aviyem. In other words, since they are yoshi, so then they are personally indebted. But if we say likuches, so then the shibud aguf doesn't apply. So, but the shaila is, so why does the Gemara have to resolve in the second version? Adarabe, livo gisedom alin hoche shakle ksofim, di mikle velu nishtalmen noch, uloche shakle sari, di mikle velu nishtalmen noch. Why does the Gemara have to say that? Let the Gemara say, ikedamre, adarabe, since one took ksofim and one karka, so the mele, that kind of chluke cannot be enforced by one against the will of the other. That can only be done on the basis of mutual agreement. So the alikuches are not yoshi. So the mele, they have the same status as a likeach. Now suppose, let's say, Shimon borrowed from Reuven $1,000. At the time when Shimon borrowed from Reuven $1,000, so Shimon had two sodeis. Each sode was worth $1,000. So at that time, Shibud was chal on both sodeis. Then the Balchei, and he sold, and Shimon sold one sode. Sode number one he sold to Levi. Sode number two he sold to Yehudi. And then the Balchei, he wants to collect his debt. So he has a choice. He can collect, he can go to Levi, he can go to Yehuda. Each sode is worth $1,000. So the mele, and suppose, the Balchei decided to go to Yehuda, collecting the sode. Can Yehuda come to Levi and say, listen, after all, we are on the same ship, the same boat. After all, you bought the sode that had a ship upon which the Balchei, upon which Reuven had a shibud. And I Bodhisattva, I Yehuda Bodhisattva, the upon which Reuven had a shibut. So I was the unlucky one, and Reuven collected from me, not from you, but after all that was just a question of luck. So why shouldn't you reimburse me? We should both sustain the same loss. So a lady can tell to him, just I'm lucky and you're not lucky. I mean, he's not mechuyev to reimburse him just because Yehuda was not lucky and the Baal Chaim decided to collect the sode from Yehuda rather than to collect the debt from the sode that lay before. So there it goes without saying that Yehuda will not be entitled to reimbursement from Levi. So the question is, the second Russian obviously holds that the aloha of mitzvah, like you say, in Yitzvayachiv Abiyen, can only apply the Yisayim have a din of Yosh. But if the Yisayim have a din of Likuches, so then the Shibud Aguf doesn't apply. So in other words, it's Chilik on the first Loshen. So why does the second Loshen have to resort to all these lombes? Let the Gemara say, that in the case of Hozlai Bishoku, so he's not entitled to reimbursement because they're not Yoshim. Everybody agrees that in this case, they're not Yoshim. They're not Yoshim. The answer is, even though they're not Yoshim, the Alikuches, but then the question arises, what kind of a Likeach is it? Is it Likeach Beachayes, or is it Likeach Shaloi Beachayes? So even though it goes without saying that according to the second Yoshim, they don't have a din of Yoshim, so Mimele is not entitled to reimbursement on the basis of Yoshim because the Alikuches, and in the case of two Likuches. So, and the Baal Chaim collects the Sode from one Likeach. So that Likeach is not entitled to demand reimbursement from the other Likeach. But in this case, since they both got it from the father through the Alokhim, maybe there is an Udene that when they did make the chluke on the basis of mutual agreement, so that was an integral part of the agreement, that in case the Baal Chaim comes and collects from one, that the other one should be obligated to reimburse the one from whom the Baal Chaim took away the Sodeh. Maybe that was part and parcel of the agreement of the parties, of the silent agreement of the parties. So this is what Mimora says, no, Adarabe, no. The Udene is that it wasn't, that the agreement of the parties was not that one should be entitled to reimbursement from the other. On the contrary, that one should not be entitled, in other words, that each one should be a Likeach Shaloi Beachayis. So, on the basis of that, Svore of Adrabe, Lochashak Lexokim, Dimigneve, Lochashak Lesare, Dimitalfe. So we have to say that the Udene is, the understanding of the parties was that they should be Likuches, Shaloi Beachas. Shaloi Beachas. Alright. So the Gemara said, Elo, Mishneachim Shachom, Upo, Valchim, Yerofalkim, Rechomim. Now in this case where each one took the same kind of item as the other, if the chukah was made in the same kind of item in sodeis, so then if we say yesh breire, so that means he's a yeresh. He is the Yeresh on Sode number one. He is the Yeresh on Sode number two. Since each one is Yeresh, and Yoshi, Hemishim Lalit. If they only, Yashim Kakoyis from the father, so Yoshi, Hemishim Lalit, like the father. And this is designated by the expression. So, Yoshi, Hemishim Lalit. Mitzvah is saying with Freya Chibabi, Ushmuel Mabite. Why Bite, in other words, is not entitled to reimbursement? Why not? Because Likuches in Breire. So Likuches, if there are Likuches, so then the question is, true there are Likuches. But maybe the understanding of the parties was that they should be Likuches, be Achayes. So Shmuel says, no. There are Likuches in Breire, and there is no Undene. That the understanding of the parties was that they should be Likuches, be Achayes. So maybe he has no, he doesn't hold there. The other Likiach anything. It's like, so it's like the case of the Levi having two Sodeis and then selling one Sode to Levi and one Sode to Yehude. And then the Balchei collects the Sode from Yehude. So Yehude is not entitled to demand reimbursement from Levi. So here too, it's like Likuches, Shalom Bachayes. If a vassal ma, it will be the Kalki of the Moes. Rabu Mabot Machlik Savarach and Shavu Yoshna, Shmuel Mavite, Kosavarach and Shavu Kulikuches, Uchliki Ashul Bachayes Dome, in a vassal, it will be the Kalki of the Moes, Misapli Kiyoshin Dome, Kuches Dome, so the Mele, so if you are going to say that this is what a vassal means, Ksof Marenki Kalka, that is that Merzo, that is entitled. So he takes, he takes either kalke or ksofin, and that's the meaning of the expression ksof maliki kalke. He can be misalekim with ksofin with moyes. So why does it, so why does he have to say it twice? So he already mentioned it. He already mentioned it. So what? So obviously. So why does he say again? Elo mayarin ki kalke liyemeita. In other words, it's like Ravune. So that's what Ravasi means. Yoche hanu Ravune, eine v'chino mavrasi. Now let's see the Rashi. Hai bro, my love, what it be, when you're about to come out, bro, it be a chi vomit. Abo ba kal ke hadu bro. Ike da amu lida gise, pa chino, da otsof mu ne chayu, domo ba kal, jolo ve shakri. Nishne yachim che chol ku kal, u bo ba uchid niot uchid ke echot, mushal mu la achi, echot se chal ke, o I kal ke, o I nisal, e ikoj bizuze. Vai na rein ki kal ke, ni motse nisal, bizuze ku I kal ke. Bo bro ma chwe ke, si sech mu kapteo, chizu, 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 Vite rovat, revi bikar kaso de atu bishen eretz, in Rashi, revi bikar ke yazo le revi achalke, o ikar ke o imoiz, o revi bimoiz, o revi bimoiz. So there's the first lush in Rashi. The first lush in Rashi is, that Rabbas de hezisofik, whether the aloch is, yes, the achim shecholku is yoshim, or achim shecholku is likuches. And if we say achim shecholku yoshim, Yoshim have to be equal. So Yoshim are certainly personally indebted to the Balcheim, and they have to pay equally all the debts of the father. One kid is not any more responsible than the other brother. So the Mele, it's Botel Machlekes. But if we say Nikuche, so then we have to say Vita. So they have to read that. So in other words, so the suffix by Rabasi is where the Rachim Shechoku is Yoshenei, so then it has to be bottom Machlekes. And if, or we say, Ha'achim Shechoku is Likuchasei, so then he doesn't get anything. So the Mele, since it's a suffix, and Momin Amutu Bisofik is Chilkin, so he gets, a fourth he gets, and the fourth he gets either in Kalke, or he gets in Moitz. So that is the Shita of Rabas. Then the second Roshi is, oh, Kiyosh in the Roshi name with Freya, he'll take Machtis Chalki Yazalei, or he'll cook a Dome Vim or Lofum, and cook a Dome, and like a Likeach, Shiloi Bachayis, Vim or Lofum. So it's Mamish like the case where Shimon had two Sundays, on which there was a Shibud, and which Reuven had the Shibud, and one saw the Shimon sold to Levi, the other saw the Shimon sold to Yehude, and then Reuven came and collected the Sode from Yehude. So Yehude is not entitled to any reimbursement from Levi. So here too, Bein of Klo, Hilkach Levi, Meisechel Kamagi, Yifrada, Vesopik Momen, Chom Momen Amut, Vesopik Chilki, Bein Eitulim Eel Levi, Valo Yochli Salki, Mikako Emois. Ishnachim Eel Levi, Mimois, Mamish Lubat Levi, Bikarka, ואין הרים כקרקע, מסת גולי כי יושי דומר חי ואז לא ימחת שכל כקרקע, לא יוכל מסל כי במויס, אוי כי ליקוח יש דומה, ומי הוא כי ליקי הבא חי יש דומה, וחי ובחר זה לא ימחת שמה שהיא בי, אבל במויס, יוכל מסל כי, הלקח יעל זה לביא בקרקע כי יושי, ובמויס כי מיכה בא חי יש, ראשי רישי, שומעתי, ראשי רישי שומעתי, So the second Roshi is, no, that, the Rabbah says, so, whether Achim Shecholku is Yoshim, or Achim Shecholku is Likuches. But even, Rabbah says, that even if we say it's Likuches, but it should have been, or the Mikheya Bachrayes. So the Mele, he's certainly entitled to be reimbursed. But the question is, if we say Yoshim, so then he can demand a new chlukei on the remaining tzadik. Because Yoshi have to be equal. So it just wouldn't be right that the chilek that one got should be taken away and the other chilek not. So the melee it's bottom achlekes, if we say Yoshi. If we say likuches, so then the chlukei is not bottom, because the chukke was made, each one acquired his chelek. Each chelek, on the basis of mutual agreement, it was a certain kind of an exchange. They are lokhim. But the umdene is that when they agree to make the exchange, so each one is a mechel, each one is a lekeya, if it's an exchange. So the mele, the mutual understanding of the two parties was that each one should be mechuyev b'chayis. So the melee is entitled to reimbursement, but he cannot demand to take karke, half of the karke of the remaining sode. So the melee, since it's a sofik, whether it's Yoshim or Mikuches, but Mimonevshach is entitled to a half reimbursement, but the question is whether the reimbursement should be paid with half of the karke that the other brother has, or it could be paid with moiz, some melee, since it's not amut misopik ischelki, so he gets a half, but one fourth he gets in karke, one fourth he gets in moiz. Now, the Rosh says that the machlekes between the two rishonim, in the first Rosh in the Gemara, pshita high grob, high lampo, holds that even though here they are certainly not Yoshim, because that's a Gemara in Bchemes, that if one brother takes behemoths and the other brother, if one brother takes 10 behemoths and the other brother takes 10 ploim, so then it's certainly Kuches. It's not Shaykh to say Yesh Breire. It's not Shaykh Breire. So that's certainly on the basis of a mutual understanding and an exchange. But still, the Gemara says, Pshita Haibro Mahayu Albro, even though they are Lukuches, but the Aloche of Mitzvah saying Lifreya Chiva Vien is not based upon the fact that they are Yoshim. Even if they are Lukuches, as long as the Yarsh Kakoyes, so each one has the same Shemud Aguf as the other, no matter what Chilik one gets. And the other Loshim holds no. That when can we apply the aloha of mitzvah by saying Yufreya Chiva Vien only when they have a din of Yoshi? But in the case of Echad Tatul Karkach Nuzoksofim, so it's certainly Kuches, so we cannot apply the aloha of mitzvah by saying Yufreya Chiva Vien. But still, it's still possible to say, true, that on the basis of mitzvah by saying Yufreya Chiva Vien, one does not have to reimburse the other. But on the basis of an umdene, of the Kea Bachayas, maybe he has to reimburse the other. So the Gemara says, no, the Udeni is that they should have a din of Ikeach Shaloi Beachayas. Now the Aloch in the Riv, Pasnis, here like the first wash, in the case of Nechlechot Tarakot, so we say, Pshite Haibro Ba'al Albro is entitled to reimbursement. Now, the Riv Shite is that whenever that Mishnah is in the Morah, so he passed like Mishnah Basra. I Basra is Basra. Now the Mishnah Basra is Adarabe. Lihino Gisa. So we should pass him like the second Roshan. So the Rosh says, now, in this Machlekes, of Bachim Shachon Kumbo Balachim of Chalakish Lechotne. So Rav says, but no Machlekes. And Shmuel says, Viter. The Gemara explains it because Rav holds Yoshe. So that means that Rav holds Yesh Grele. And Shmuel holds that Embrere, Likuchas. Now, Embrere. Now, the Gemara in Bura Basre, that Kubov says, Vihilche said, Botla Machlekes. That's what the Gemara in Bura Basre says. Kubzayra medalot. So the Gemara says, Vihil chesed bot lo machlekes. So the question arises, now, here the Gemara says, Rav oma bot lo machlekes, of Arachim shechol v'yoshma. And the Gemara in Gittin, Dachman te says, that the reason is to why a certain mandoma says, that Yoshnave, because he holds Yeshvira. And the reason is to why another mandoma says, because he holds Imre. Now the Gemara says that with the Rai is Imre. So there is a kashi. On one hand, the Gemara says that Hilcha said with the Rai is Imre. Whenever he's engaged in the Rai, it's Imre. So that means Hilcha said that Achim Shacholku Likuchas. So then it should follow that in the case of Achim Shacholku Bobalchim of Kalvish Lachonem, it should be Viter. We should pass like Shmuel. But the Gemara in Bobasta says that Hilcha said Botel Machlekes. So obviously, when the Gemara in Bobasta that Kubzayan says Hilcha said Botel Machlekes, it means even though we passed in Ebrei Rebbe the Raise, so it's Likuches, but it's still Botel Machlekes. So obviously, when the Gemara says Hilcha said Botel Machlekes, it means not on the basis of Yesh Breire Yoshi, but on the basis of Brokane Davo. Even if we say Likuches, but there is Aloche, that if the father left when he died, Nechosi Mamshiboni, Kakois to the children, so then each one of the children is personally indebted to the Balchem. Because Brokane Davo. So in other words, so that's the Machlekes between the first Loshen and the second Loshen. The first Loshen says, in connection of Achim Shachol Kuvin of Lechot Kalka Lechot Ksofim Pshita Haibro Vailavro, he's certainly entitled to reimbursement. Why? Because Haibro Vailavro, why is it such a pshitas? But after all, the second portion says just the reverse. So how is it? How can we explain? I mean, the first portion, the second portion, first portion says pshita, it goes without saying. The second portion says, what is it? The answer is, the first Loshen assumed that even if the children are Lokhin, Likuches, not Yoshin, and in the case of not Lechot Karka, Lechot Ksofim, then it goes without saying that they do not have the status of Yoshin. Because there's the Gemara in Cheres. We only say Yesh Breire if the Chukim is made in the same item. Masha'inki. So then each son has his schus to demand Chuk al Pigeiro in each item. If one takes one item, the other one takes another item. He couldn't enforce it, but only on the basis of mutual agreement. So that's an exchange. So it's certainly kuches. Still, the first motion says pshite. So the first motion holds that the aloche of mitzvah I say lefei achiv aviyen is not necessarily based upon your yoshi. But even if the alikuches broke out of that way, if children yash Kakoi is from the father, so then they stand in the shoes of the father. Whether they have a din of Yoshim or they have a din of Lukuches, bro kare davuye. So maybe pshita hai bro vai lavro. Bro kare davuye. Because mitzvah is same with Freyachi Labien. So they have to share the responsibility of paying the debts of the father. The father, Mashenki, the second motion, he holds the aloha of mitzvah is same with Freyachi Labien. Which implies that there is a shibud aguf incumbent upon the yoshi, that's based upon the fact that they are yoshi, But in the case of not lechet karka vechet ksofim, then everybody agrees they are not yorshim. In such a case, it's certainly in brayer. It's certainly in brayer. Some in mele, some in mele. There is no shim davu. There is no shim. Then, but maybe the understanding of the parties is that each one should have a din of nikiyah v'chayes. So the Gemara says no. The understanding is that each one should have the status of nikiyah shloi v'chayes le'chayes. But so that's the machlekes between the first wash and the second wash. Since the Gemara paskins in Bobasvad Akuv Zayin Hilchas Bottom Machlekes, even though we paskin the Kuchasin. So obviously, so why is Bottom Machlekes? Because each one is personally indebted to the Balchayim. So Mele in the Balchayim took away from one. So Mele, a new Kuch has to be made. Because each one has to pay the debt. So it just isn't right that one brother should pay the debts of the other brother and not be reimbursed. So Mele, the machlokes is bottle, the chluke is bottle. A new chluke has to be made. It's still made. So that's the reason as to why the Rif here passed like the first motion, even though the general rule by the Rif is that we passed like the second motion. But in this case, since the Gemara in Bobasra says Botel Machlekes, and Botel Machlekes can only accord with the longness of the first wash, not with the longness of the second wash. Alright. Now that will be all today. Now, so next year we'll go over all the things, and we should go over the Gemara in Hamikabe, in the Tziyadat Kupyut, where the Gemara, the thesis mentions, and also we'll also discuss the next year on Tuesday the union of Hidom Mitzvah. We should go over in the Rosh in Sukkah and the union of Hidom Mitzvah, and also to look after the Shulchan Aruch and Machaber and Hamor, Tof Reish Nivor in Rechayim, Simen Tof Reish Nivor, about the union of Hidom Mitzvah.
Shir Mem Gimel Bava Kama, Dalet Shvat HaTov Shemem Gimel, January 18th, 1983, on Tuesday.
And then he has kashes against the Rosh. And then he says another pshat in the Rif. But I think that what Nachos David says, this is what the Rosh means. That Nachos David assumed. Now the question is, why does the Rif pass by the first Rosh? So the Rosh says, because since the Gemara in the Pascha says, since the Gemara in Bobasra says Ilchasei Botel Machlekes, some mele is what do you mean Botel Machlekes? In the case of Achim Shacholku Bobalchei, we not all held it Shlachme. So the Gemara in Bobasra says the Aloch is like Rav Botel Machlekes. That means that the brother from whom the Sode was taken away by the Balchei, so he is entitled to reimbursement from the other brother. So the same aloche is in the case of not lechot karke vechot ksofim. So, as a matter of fact, the Balamoya, if you turn to Balamoya here, Itma, Shleisha Achim Shechol, Ubo Balchein, Vinotel Chelkel Shleachatne, Rabo Ma Botel Machlekes, in the Rif, Ushmur Ma Vite. So then he says, the Rif says, Uchvorif Sike Hilchase Behedye Bifiri Koim El Chaviri Biskurof Anamich Aloch Kirav, Damri Len Hosam Vilchase Botel Machlekes. Hilkach, Liga Bishnei Achim Shechol, Ko Echot Notel Karke Vechot Notel Ksofim, Ubo Balchein Vinotel Esakarke, Dinohu, the Ozel Hai Vishov Palge Bixofim, Motzidoch Lememalay, Loche Shakle Xofim, Dimignevel Mistalminoch, Loche Shakle Sare, Dimitrevel Mistalminois Menoit. So the Rif says himself that the Aloche is, since the Gemara in Bobasra says
that the halacha is like Rav, but the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel has referenced what case? Not to the case of Echad Notel Karaki and Echad Notel Ksofi, but to the case where everyone was Notel Karaki. So Mimele, so the Rif equates the case of Shneim Notel Karaki and the case of Echad Notel Karaki and Echad Notel Ksofi. So Mimele, he says, the Rif says himself, Dinehu, V'yod Hilkach Ligabi Shnei Achim Shecholuk Echad Notel Karaki and Echad Notel Ksofi. ובוב על חייב נות לסקרקה, דינו הוא דוז להי בישור ופלקה בכסופים, ולמות צעידוך למי מעלי, לא חשק לכסופים, די מיגנה ולא משתלמים לנוך, לא חשק לסערי, די מיטרף ולא משתלמים לסמינוי. So the Rif says it himself. So, the Vlamoye is Masi Kandari, Kosa Varav Alphys is out, for Rif Siki Hilchese Behedi Ekerav Diom Abot Lamachlekes, Hilkach Ligabi Shnei Achim Shecholku, Echad Notel Karaki ve'Echad Notel Ksofi, כי דחסיב נבא הלוחס ולא הנה לערב זל תיימי בי ממרה דיקו מידם הדין לשני אחים לדין הדגים לאחים דו לישוב את המאי ובהד יחזינה בגמור את לירות דו מעד על נשקלין ומתאבין ולמי מהרדאב של הסביר לרב עשה בשני אחים דחלקי אשרי בחייס דומה ואפילו הוחק אבי גים לאחים ניקל למי מהרדי ומקיור שין דומה וחיתאי מדרב הלקח לקל לנמונה הדודי so the בלמויר is מסיק against the Rif. He said what the Rif passes like the first Losh Pshite, Hai Bro, Hai Lav Bro. Why? Because the Gemara says in regard to the case where both brothers took Karkois and the Balchif was stealing from one, so then he's entitled to be reimbursed to make another Chluke in the remaining Sodeis. So just as in the case where both Dukarki, so the one from whom the Sode was taken away by the Balchid is entitled to reimbursement, so in the case where one Dukarki and one took Sopi, it's also the same thing. So the Balamoya says, no, there is a difference between the case of where both Dukarko is and the case where one Dukarki and one took Sopi. In other words, as Thesis also says, V'yishleima, kishacholku, V'im teimer amayel, v'amay pshitalei, v'oshmuel doma b'somuch, bo balchei v'notol chelke, shloyachot mem v'iteya. So the Balamoya is masik and rin. Now, so the Rosh says that the same thing, that here the Rif had the raya, that the halacha is like the first loshen, because the Gemara in Vobasra says Vihilchese Bottle Machlekes. Vihilchese Bottle Machlekes. So that's all the Rosh says. So the Nachlas David assumed that the Rosh says that the Rif Shite is that there is no difference between the case of Shneim Notel Karaki and the case of Echad Notel Karaki and Echad Notel Ksofi. So since the Gemara Paskins in the case of Shneim Notel Karaki, that is, Botel Machlekes is entitled to be reimbursed, so Memele in the case of Echad Notel Karaki and Echad Notel Ksofi is also entitled to be reimbursed. That's like the first Losh. So yes, the Kashi. That's the Kashi by the Ramoya. But we see that Ravase has a Sofik, whether it's like, so he says the shaklino mitavino lemeima adev shadisvil leravase bishnei achim dichsholikei achsholi b'achrayes dome vafilu gahochik abe gimel achim mikel lemeima adev mekiyoshim dome. But so then the Nachlas David says the pshat in the Rif is not the way the Balamoya and the Rosh understand the Rif. In other words, that the case where Shneim Notel Karaki is to be equated with the case where Echad Notel Karaki ve'Echad Notel Ksofi. No, of course there could be a difference. But since the Gemara says here that the reason is why Shmuel says Botla Machlekes, the reason is why Rav says Botla Machlekes, is because Rav holds Yoshim. That means Rav holds Yesh Breir. And Shmuel, the reason is why Shmuel says Vitei is not entitled to reimbursement is because he holds that Likuchasei So, and if likuches, it's like likiach shaloi b'achayes. It's like likiach shaloi b'achayes. So, but, so then it should follow that since, according to our Gemara, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether bottle machlekes or viteya, depends upon the question as to whether yesh breira or ein breira, because why does one mandoma say yoshme, yesh breira? Why does another mandoma say likuches? Because ein breira. And the Gemara paskins that with the raise is ein breira, so that means that likuches say. So then we should pass in like Shmuel, like Viter, but the Gemara explicitly dafkuf zayin v'basre paskins like Rav, like bottle machlekes. So we have to say. So we have to say that the Gemara in Bovasre is chilek, and this Gemara in Bovakame. This Gemara in Bovakame, when the Gemara explains, Rav omabach botlo machlekes kosovarachim shecholku ki yoshima, ushmuel omabviter kosovarachim shecholku, likuches uchlikeach shaloi bachayezdom, uchlikeach shaloi bachayezdom. So, but if so, so then we should pasken viteya, according to our Gemara. Because the only reason as to why Rav says bottle machleges is because yesh brere, but we pass with the raise is ein brere. So obviously the Gemara in Bovabasre is chilek and the Gemara here. And the Gemara here. So what does it mean it's chilek? So why doesn't the Gemara mention here that there is another day in the Gemara? The answer is that's told in the two lishenes. In the first piece of Gemara, the first lashon is pshite haibro v'haylavro. So it is in the poshut that in the case of echad metal talke v'echad metal ksofim that he is entitled to reimbursement. And the other lashon says just the antithesis. Adarabe liidogis. So what's the machlekes? The answer is the machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon is the same machlekes as between the Gemara in Bovasre and this Gemara here when it says Rav omabot lo machlekes kesover achim shecholku ki yoshim ave ushmul omabita kesover achim shecholku likuches uchliki ashloi b'chayizome. So this piece of Gemara quotes with the second lashon, no v'adarabe. So in other words, so that means according to the second lashon, so this aloche, now that's a double bow, that Yoshim are equal. Yoshim, because Yoshim, so one Yeresh is not Mechuyev to pay the debts of the other Yeresh. Why? Because there is aloche mitzvah la'isem l'frei achiv aviyem. And mitzvah la'isem l'frei achiv aviyem doesn't mean just a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. It means there is a shibud aguf, migruimet al katvei. So likeach has only a shibud mechosim. He is not personally indebted, but the Levi himself, without, even if we say shibud elav deraise, but the Levi himself, so the malve can grab it, migruimet al katvei, from likuches. If we say shibud elav deraise, so then he cannot collect from likuches. He cannot collect from likuches. So, Masha'im came, b'nigeye yiseimim, b'nigeye yoshim, it doesn't mean dafki yiseimim. It's not necessary that they should be children, they can be a fifth cousin. If they are the yoshim of the nechosim, so then it depends. If the yoshim did not inherit any kalkois, so then there is no shibud nechosim, because they didn't inherit from the father any kakois upon which there is a shibut. Yes. And of course there is no shibut aguf. Naturally they didn't borrow the money. But if the children inherited kakois from the father, and which, what's this, the yiches with kakois? Because on kakois there is a shibut. So, on which there is a shibut, so then the halacha is, if they inherited from the marriage, whether it's the father or a fifth cousin, if they inherited from the marriage nechosim or that are mishubodim to the Baal Chayiv, so then they become personally indebted to the Baal Chayiv. That's the pshat in mitzvah yisem lefrei achiv aviyem. It doesn't mean just mitzvahs. It means, of course, a mitzvah too, because v'yishashat neishe v'yitzir lecha achuto. So paying a debt that one owes is a kima, is a mitzvah sasei. But it's not just a mitzvah sasei. It is a shibud aguf, mitnuim et al katre. So Yoshi, so if they inherited kakoyes, so then they are personally mishubet. They are personally mishubet. So mele, according to the second washing in the Gemara, who says, Adar Abelida Vise, the Omali Lohoche Shaklet Sofi, the Midgivel Mishtal Minoch Lohoche Shaklet Sare, the Midgivel Mishtal Loch Vida Minoye, so the second washing holds that the Aloche of Mitzvah is in Lifreyachi Vavien depends upon the fact that he has a Chalitz Din Yeresh of the Sode. That he yashed from the father. Mashein kein, if we say embrer, and we say embrer, and in the case of Echad Notel Karka, Echad Notel Ksofim, then everybody agrees that embrer. That's a Gemara in Preres. Because if you go over the Nachlas David, there are certain things that are strange in the Nachlas David, because from the Nachlas David it appears that just as Rav says, Botlo Machlekes. Why? Because Yoshimei. So in the case of Achim Shecholku, Bob Alchim, not Ochelkes Lechemem, where both brothers took kakoyes, so the same thing would be true in the case of Echad Notel Karka ve'Echad Notel Ksof. But the question is, how can we say that? That's how it appears from Nachlas David. But that's very strange, because here the Gemara says Botel Machlekes because Yoshime. So that means Yesh Breire. But there is a Gemara Mefureshes in Preires that even the Mandoma who says Yesh Breire, so it's only if they were chilling the same item. But so one took, let's say, 10 Gdoim, and the other one took 10 Gdoim. But suppose one brother took 10 gdoim and the other brother took 10 tioshim, if it's not the same item, so then everybody agrees that they're in Breire. Why do we say Yesh Breire? Why Yesh Breire? Who brought on Mafreya that he yashened these 10 gdoim? But why? It could have been different. It's just a matter of chance that the girl determined that way. It could have been the other way. The answer is, since there is a schus that one brother has against the other, he can force him to be mechali kalpigeo. So mele, since he can enforce it, so whatever way the girl determines the halokim, so that's the way they yashed. Even though it could have been different. Alright, if it had been different, so then we would say that's the way the Yashin, but it turned out this way. So Mele, that they are the Yashin. The one who says Imrere, so says, since it could have been different, so even though it turned out this way, and in spite of the fact that each one has a schus to enforce a chluke, it's considered just as an exchange. So now look. So it's only if they divided the same item. This one took 10 tloim, that one took 10 tloim, this one took 2 sodeis, the other one took 2 sodeis. Masheinke, if one took 10 tloim, the other one took 10 tyoshi, so then one couldn't enforce a chluke that one should take a 10 tloim neged tyoshi, only on the basis of a mutual agreement. But if there is no mutual agreement, then we would have to divide each item separately. So each one would have to take 500 tloim and 500 yoshim. So mele, but they just agreed there was a mutual agreement between them that one should take only the gdoim and the other one should take the tyoshim. So that's an exchange. They're not yoshim. They are likuches. So mele. So this part of the Nachlas David is very strange, but on the whole this is the lomdus of Nachlas David. But the Nachlas David assumed that the Rosh means something else. The Rosh means, since that there is no difference between the case of both brothers taking the kakot, the sodeis, and one dwell in the case where one takes the Ksofim and one takes the Sodis. So that's the kashe of the Balamoya against the Reed. But the Pshati, the Rosh, is the way, this is what the Rosh means. This is what the Rosh means. And then, and that's why some Mele we have to say, when the Gemara says, Ravoma, Bottom Machlekes Abraham Shahol Yoshimav, Ushmila Mavita, because Abraham Shahol Kulikukas, or Kesla Machayas Domo. So the Gemara here implies that the reason is why Rav says Bottom Machlekes is because he holds Yesh Breire. Yesh Breire. So that must accord with the second Rosh in the Gemara before. In other words, the Gemara says, Adar Abelina Gise, Domali Loch, Shakle Ksofin, Dimigni, Mishtal Mimino, Loch, Shakle Sare, Dimitra, Mishtal Mimino, in the case of Echot Notokat, Echot Ksofin. So there we couldn't base it upon the fact Yoshi, because that's a Gemara Miforeshes, in Pcheres. I'm not going over the whole sugi about Maisa Behemet, because you'll go over yourself. I mean the sugi of Maisa Behemet, because that will take too much time. But I'll just tell you where the Gemara is. The Mishnah says, now we got the Maisa Behemet, that Nvov on the base,